In the next three videos, we're going to talk through pregnancy. During this time, a bitch must maintain her own body and its condition. She must create puppies, and she has to create placentas, the organ that connects her and her pups. Canine pregnancies are broken down into three periods that are often called trimesters, even though they consist of 3 weeks rather than 3 months. We have the first two trimesters, or the first 6 weeks of pregnancy, when bitches often barely appear pregnant, followed by the third trimester, when most of the outwardly observable signs of pregnancy appear. Let's take a look at each of these stages more closely and see how they relate to the care we give our bitches. The first trimester is the first 21 days after ovulation. This period includes the day the eggs are fertilized, which can occur over the 2 to 5 days after ovulation, and the start of diestrus, which ends her heat cycle or estrus. Note that following estrus, the bitch either goes into a pregnancy or a false or pseudo-pregnancy. Those are the only two options. Many owners think that false pregnancies are irregular or surprising. However, this isn't really accurate. Dogs are quite unusual among other mammals in the similarity between pregnant and non-pregnant females after cycling. I'll show you why in a minute, but know that those two states are quite similar, and every intact bitch is either in one phase or the other after ovulation. The length of a dog's pregnancy is about 63 days from ovulation, and false pregnancies are about the same. So even if you didn't breed your intact girl, know that about 8 weeks after she ovulated, or 75 days from the time she started bleeding, you may see some strange behaviors in her. Those may include crying or whining, being clingier than normal, or actually being more independent than normal. Producing milk, as strange as that can be, it's perfectly normal. She might be nesting or hiding in small dark places like your closet or her crate. She might start mothering her toys and possibly protecting them from other dogs or people. She could appear lethargic or depressed, and she may lose her appetite. As strange as these may be, they're not abnormal at all. They're being driven by the same hormones that influence a pregnant bitch. To avoid stressing your girl out, go along with her needs. Give her a safe place to have her babies and spoil her a little during this time. Many bitches can work and compete fine during false pregnancies, as long as you let them return to their babies once they're done in the ring. If your bitch's false pregnancies are difficult for her, your options are either to spay her or to use medical treatment. Talk to your vet about using cabergoline to reduce and or limit your bitch's symptoms. But let's assume your bitch was bred and see what happens to her during pregnancy. In dogs, the fertilization of eggs takes place in the most distal part of the bitch's fallopian tubes, nearest to the ovaries. The fertilized eggs are then called zygotes, and they hang around in the fallopian tubes for about a week or so. If we focus on the bitch's hormones for a minute, we can see that early in the first trimester, there is little measurable difference between pregnant and non-pregnant bitches. Progesterone, the blue line, right there, continues to rise following ovulation in both cases. Estrogen actually drops off during this period, whether or not the bitch is pregnant. Relaxin, very low in both pregnant and non-pregnant bitches at this point. And only prolactin, we see a slight difference, but that's almost unmeasurable by your basic lab, between pregnant, the dark line where it begins to rise, and the dotted line where it remains for non-pregnant bitches. So if you think you can't tell your girl is pregnant, you're right. And that means we need to treat all of our bred bitches like they're pregnant. On day 9 after ovulation, the zygotes move to the uterus, but are still free-floating. They divide until they have about 30 cells and now become a blastocyst. These blastocysts are confined in a non-cellular membrane called the zona pellucida, so they're still about the same size as the original egg. Hormonally, progesterone is still rising, both in pregnant and non-pregnant bitches, and relaxin remains extremely low up until this point, whether or not the bitch is pregnant. Estrogen is dropping and now leveling off, where it will stay throughout diestrus, and only prolactin continues to creep up, and that's the one distinguishing feature between pregnant and non-pregnant bitches, but we don't have a way to test for that yet. Now, mind you, this is a period when it's very easy to lose a pregnancy due to illness or stress on the bitch's part, or problems with the zygotes themselves. To reduce this risk, keep your bitch's stress very low and her nutrition high. It isn't until towards the end of the first trimester that the zona pellucida disappears and the blastocysts begin to grow larger. Now they arrange themselves in a roughly even manner along the uterine horns on both sides. We're only showing one here, but they also align themselves in the other horn. Now we do begin to see some differences between pregnant and non-pregnant girls hormonally. Prolactin levels continue to elevate in pregnant bitches while they remain low in non-pregnant bitches. Most importantly, relaxin, the green line, begins to rise in pregnant bitches. This we can test for using the witness relaxin test at the end of the first trimester. Most of us choose to wait a bit longer and do an ultrasound, but if you want, you can use the relaxin test as early as day 21. So that's pregnancy. Here's a quick summary. The first trimester is a time of little change, at least outwardly, so treat every bitch that's been bred as if she is pregnant. Reduce her rations to 100% of maintenance, but make sure it's a premium reproductive diet. Do daily strength, balance, and flexibility exercises, but limit training to low and moderate risk activities and the good for the soul games she loves. In the second trimester, begin to increase her plane of nutrition to 150 or 180% of her normal rations. Still make sure she's on a high quality reproductive diet. Do daily strength, balance, and flexibility exercises, and now only low risk training activities, but lots of good for the soul fun. In the third trimester, implement dramatic changes. Rapidly increase her plane of nutrition to 200 to 300% of her normal rations, still following the reproductive diet guidelines. Do only balance and proprioception exercises and stop all skill training. And limit good for the soul activities to those she really enjoys but can do very safely for her changing body. So there you have it, canine pregnancy in brief.